right now.
We dedicate this show to the people from the tsunami that suffered. We sending out love. Everybody have a happy football!
Excuse me, Sal. Should I get you to do a little liner for our radio show?
Probably not.
No?
Nope.
All right.
Have a good one.
Sure, thanks. Huh? Not yet. Okay.
Swagalakas.
Right about now, Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket presents the Bob and Dan Radio Show.
What are those?
Today, Tyler Sagan tells us about his big weekend in Smashville. Bob Golic tells us about his role as Zach Morris's RA on Saved by the Bell. The college years, and today in Super Bowl. Also, no one will ever know what a Mino is. Hey, there's Eli Jordan, Jacob Kemp, and R.I.P. Donovan. Now, two guys who are on the search for that Chinese baseball fan and a nice, fresh Super Bowl of their own. It's Bob Sturm and Dan McGow.
Hell yeah, bitches! Hell yeah!
It's Yoki Pocket time!
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. February 1, 2016. It's the Bob and Dan Radio Show live today in Radio Row or at Radio Row or in or on. All sorts of prepositional options for you, but we are here for episode 4085. Shorty.
Shorty. Shorty. Shorty. Shorty. Shorty.
And here we go.
Ears a little down.
It's
a little.
It's our
when Bob talks, turn it down.
It's our first NoCal show in ever. How long?
In ever.
How long has it been?
Did we not do a show out here with the Stars?
San Jose? Yeah, maybe I need to review my notes. Positive we did a show on
Your
a road
memory
trip
is so
in
bad.
San Jose, but maybe not. Yeah, press box maybe at the Shark Tank. Seems like it. But let's not worry about that. We're in the city by the bay.
The city
for
by
Super
the bay.
Super Bowl. Super Bowl L. We finally made it, guys. 50 of these things. We're here, and we're excited to be here. The whole ticket team is here. Got our whole team here. And ready to roll for another week of fun. Today on the show, it's a very odd twosome that have been booked, but that's kind of how things work at the Super Bowl. There's odd twosomes. Now, they're not going to be made to talk to each other, but I don't know that any other show in radio history has ever had on the same show, segments apart, actually touching, Tyler Sagan and Bob Golic.
A thin membrane will be between them.
Do you think that's ever happened? In all, like, look at how many radio stations are
no,
here.
No, we will be the first. We will be the envy of Nasty Nestor.
And who's more likely to have heard of the other? Certainly Sagan has watched Saved by the Bell.
Nah.
It's a good game. We'll play today. I say neither of them have heard of the other.
That's going to be before his time a little bit.
There's more of a chance
really?
That Bob Golic knows who Sagan is. Only because Sagan...
Well,
but there's very
Tyler,
little chance.
With Tyler, you would definitely need like a visual aid. Like maybe he's seen the episodes. He would not know the actor's name. But he would certainly not know, oh, yeah, Notre Dame with his brother, right? Browns. Like Tyler would not know that. But big show.
Can Tyler name a Cleveland Brown? Not Johnny Manziel.
Of all time? Yeah, not Johnny Manziel.
I was going to say.
Just put Johnny on the phone, Tyler.
I don't know if I can name a Cleveland Brown current. So, yeah, we'd have to say all time. Well, yeah. Let's just give him Golic today.
Okay.
But he won't know who Golic is.
Well, he will be joining us, I believe, in Dallas in like a three-hour window because I think he traveled from Nashville to Dallas, maybe even today. And then the Stars will be traveling from Dallas to Winnipeg later this afternoon. And so there's a little window for this week's special edition, All-Star Game edition of the Tyler Sagan Show. That comes up at 12:50. But right now, I think it's important to give Dan as much of this opening segment as we can muster, because not only on the webcam can you see his hair in all of its glory.
Yeah, leave me alone, Killer. Jerk. Killer's on my list.
I think Killer's doing what
Blake has done so much better than him so far.
Killer's doing what he's supposed to do, which is give them what they want. Give the people what they want. And you're cooperating. Part of this is playing it down because you got to do that too, but you know what you're doing. If you're on the webcam today,
yeah, I could be wearing a hat. I didn't wear a hat.
Yeah, you could be. You could.
I did it for you.
You could be wearing a ponytail. You're not.
I may ponytail it up.
Yeah, you could have that thing up in a bun.
I think on how many days away is ticket stock? I'll have to check my ticket stock countdown.
Well, today's February 1st.
Hold on.
And then ticket stock is
no, don't figure it out. I want to do my countdown.
Well.
Oh, wait, that's the Bindi countdown. I have a Dan haircut countdown. 18 days away.
Okay.
In fact, 434 hours till Wiley Doesn't Suck on the Friday when I can officially get my haircut, right?
Okay. If you choose.
So I was thinking I could walk in with a ponytail and just have them clip it off. That's one option because that's really the big problem with this hair is even wearing a baseball hat, it just flies out and it's just insane.
It's brilliant.
I absolutely cannot wait to get it cut.
And it's so windy here. So
it's horrible, horrible. Just horrible, this hair.
That's why they call it the Windy City.
Yep, they have for years. So, all right, let me tell you my story of travel. Where I got into an altercation on a flight. Or I should say someone got into an altercation with me.
Do we need the open?
Who's the a-hole?
There's no way that still exists. But
we've done this how many times through our career hey, where's the who's the a-hole open? And we recreate it and make a new one, and then we lose it again.
All right, for 2016, we're remaking that.
Remake the Who's the A-Hole Open?
All right.
I'll call intern Carlos.
Okay.
And get that done. Although I think he's producer Carlos or something in Atlanta.
Out of the table, all right,
so
Carlos.
We're flying Southwest.
Uh-huh.
Which, as you know, is fantastic. Bags fly free. You get free snacks. All that kind of stuff, right?
Directs to San
Those
Francisco.
Are the positives.
Okay.
Now, the negative of the Southwest experience, of course, is there's no assigned seats. So, apparently, and I forgot about this because I didn't do what you did, it's based on check-in time.
Yes.
So what you do is if you got a flight at 1 o'clock on Sunday, you go to the website 1 o'clock on Saturday and check in.
Right.
So you can do it 24 hours in advance, right?
Which I did.
And you try to get one of the A higher number seats or lower number seats.
I was
and
pretty
get,
proud of my A32.
So they have you line up. If you're A1 through 30, you stand there, A30 through 60. Then they'll call the B passengers, whatever. I was C48.
Okay, like, so you did
I was
not get,
one of the last people
you
on
got
the
your boarding pass when you got to the airport.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because that's how I do it usually if I fly American or something. I just get my boarding. I never see any benefit to doing the early check-in. With Southwest, there is one. All right, so I'm resigned. I'm going to be sitting in a middle seat.
Yeah.
Because it's seat yourself when you get on there. So you want one of those first
Hasn't it crossed
things.
Your mind in the past to talk to somebody up front and B and see what it would cost to to flip boarding passes?
That's interesting. I don't think they would let you, though. Your name is on it.
But they don't check that.
They don't?
No. I bet you $40 could make it happen, maybe even less.
That'd be fun to do and roll on it. Maybe we'll do it on the way home.
Pick the right person in line and profile them and decide what their price
Look
is.
Look for a destitute or
maybe,
a young, maybe a college
maybe,
age
maybe, Yes, maybe a college
person
student just needs some beer money.
All right. That's a good idea. Well, all right. So I'm walking on, and like I said, all the aisles and windows are full. Now it's just a matter of a guy who is 6'2", 224 pounds, has to try and pick what middle seat will accommodate me the best.
Right.
So I'm looking for, first of all, female. But second of all, if not female, smaller, you know? I'm just looking for small people that I can fit in the middle of.
Maybe a couple Ewoks? Sure.
And row 4, right when you walk in, there's an open seat. There's a littler guy, you know, the under 6 foot kind of guy.
Right. Normal human.
And then there's the older lady, probably about 60 years old.
So you got the middle.
Thin. And I saw somebody had tried to get that seat, but the guy was, like, sleeping in the aisle seat.
Which is clearly faking it.
In the middle.
If you have an empty seat, you're absolutely going to act like you're asleep to try to keep that empty seat.
So in the middle seat was a laptop open but dark, but it was open. And I nudged him. Excuse me. And he was dead asleep, but like you said, we had all just boarded.
Right.
There's no way he's that dead asleep.
No. Clear fake.
So my nudge turned into a knee into the arm to clearly, if you are really sleeping, wake you up. And now he jolted and his eyes opened. And I said, I'm going to take this seat. He goes, seat's taken. And I looked at him, and he looked at me. And I said, okay. I didn't believe him.
Nor should you. But, no one's behind you.
But I thought, well, maybe his girlfriend went to the bathroom or.
Right. Which is what everyone does
there.
When they board is they go right to the bathroom.
Well, I'm not there to.
I sniff I'm this not, out way ahead of time. And let me tell you, I have your side as the story is developing.
Okay, so I'm thinking, huh. But I moved on. I said, okay. And I moved my way back, and I'm scouting. There's two fat guys. There's two tall. Like, no good seats. And I get all the way back. I'm, like, in the second-to-last row behind two people. And it was fine. I resigned to I'm going to sit in the back here, and it's going to be bumpy and loud, and I'm with these guys, but whatever. So I'm sitting there. But now we get an announcement from the captain that or the pilot, whatever they, what do you call the ship person?
Yes,
right?
the admiral.
Plane person.
Sure.
That we got a delay, like a 15-minute delay. They're changing a tire or something. He made a quip about them being like a NASCAR pit crew, and this is probably going to move pretty fast. And I thought, okay, cool. So now we're sitting there, and I'm thinking of that seat in row 4.
It's your best option.
And Norm was up there, so I'm thinking of my story. Why would I walk up there if indeed that seat's taken? I'll say something to Norm and say, hey, where's Donovan, blah, 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 have a little small talk with Norm.
And then get back to that seat?
Well, just to check the seat.
Okay.
This is in my head.
Oh,
I wanted to have
see,
a cover story. Why did I walk up
if
there?
If his fake friend
What if his friend's
really
in there?
Right,
if his friend's in there, I'll just talk to Norm and I'll go back
see
and I'll say, okay.
Mr. Snuffleupagus, maybe.
But the real reason for me walking up was to check that seat. So I walk up, I do say hi to Norm, where's Donovan, blah, 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 hi, Mary, what's up? He's with Mary.
Hey, Mary.
And
where the boys?
I look there, and there is no one in that seat. And now we're all seated, of course. But row 4, between small guy and older lady, 60, very nice looking, though, very nice. No one's sitting there. And now I direct my gaze to her, and I say, oh, are we at the bottom of the hour? Okay. I asked her if that seat's open, and she kind of smiled at me and was like she gave me a shrug like, I'm not in charge here.
Alpha male here, fake sleeping alpha male with his open laptop on the seat, is in charge here.
Okay.
He's letting the plane know he's running this thing, but so are you.
So I ran back to my seat, grabbed my backpack, ran up, tapped the guy on the shoulder, and said, that seat's mine. The confrontation occurred at that point. He got in my grill. I'll tell you exactly what he said next. Okay.
All right, can I set reset?
Yeah, we're playing Who's the A-Hole? Or just travel
it's time
stories.
Once again for Who's the A-Hole?
There he is.
Yes. All right. Well, there's the open. So I wasn't on your flight. You were, but you put very little thought into your boarding pass. Hey, it's a pro tip. We'll know when you jump to pro that you'll have the alarm on your phone. Regardless, you had, like, the last boarding pass, and so you had about 4 seats to choose from. They're all middles, and the guy in row 4 had the best choice because he had an old lady next on the window, so better space there than between 2 hulking dudes in the other spots. So at first, He gives you a fake story after being fake asleep. And you go to the back of the plane. But after further review, you find out the best spot is that spot, 4B. And the dude in 4C acting like he's asleep and then having his laptop on 4B is not enough to stop you from coming to the reasonable conclusion that that's the best of your four remaining choices.
Good set, good reset.
So alpha male versus alpha male, who's going to give in? He has a significant advantage, though, in this matchup, because if you win, you win the prize of sitting next to him for the next 4 hours.
And he can act like a jerk, which he did. So, okay. So
that's a weird thing to try to win.
So 15-minute delay on the runway. They're changing a tire. Remember, pit crew. I go up, see that seat open, run back, grab my backpack, run back up. And the lady indicated to me through her eyes, we just looked at each other. She's like, you know.
It's about to go down.
There's no, nobody has this seat, no human. And so I go, dude, hey, I'm grabbing this seat.
You woke him up from his fake sleep a second time.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't even know if he was still fake sleeping because now the whole plane had been seated. And he's like, ugh. And then he closes his laptop. He gets up. He takes it out. He's like, I can't believe you're doing this. I can't believe you're doing this. I go, dude, this is the best seat, best open seat. He's like, you had a seat. You had a seat. Now you're just coming here to take this seat. And I sit down. And he sits down and he's staring at, like, faces are 2 inches apart. And he goes, you know, I need to work. I have to get my work done, and now I can't get my work done. And I'm not responding. I'm just staring. And he's looking straight at me, but I'm looking right at him, wanting him to keep going.
Perfect chance to break out the YPMP.
Well, he's like, I need to get my work done now. I can't pull out the tray and get the laptop. I mean, I can't get my work done. Now I'm not going to get my work done. You had a seat. You're just being a jerk. You had a seat. You were sitting down. Now you just took this seat. I need to get my work done. Now I'm not going to be able to get my work done. And I felt he was out of steam and done saying this, and I said, almost exactly like Jimmy Kimmel, I said, boy, that's a tough thing.
Boy. That's a tough thing, but
And he's like, yeah, it's a tough thing. Now you had a seat, and you're coming in here and taking this seat, and like he's in my face. And he's like, now I got to sit here for 2 hours with a. He said the word for wiener that starts with a D. He's like with a D sitting next to me, and I go, well, I'm pretty sure I know how you feel. And that was the last thing I said to him.
Oh, the entire flight?
Because then he kind of just sat there steaming. And the old lady next to me, older lady,
so
I don't want her to think of.
If I may get a brief 20 here, what is his understanding of how that airline operates? And his understanding of, look, we all want an open seat next to us on airplanes. We do. I don't think there's anyone that says, I hope I can sit really close to a perfect stranger on my next flight. No, we all would love our space, but we've all also come to the conclusion that part of the deal, especially if you're going to look for the best deal on airlines, is you may be in a plane where all the seats are taken, and therefore your personal space might just be the seat and what you can hold on your lap. But he thought, unless this plane is at full capacity, I'm going to flex my way to an open seat next to me.
My advice to him would be, don't do it in row 4. Go to the end of the plane, set your laptop next to you. I'll bet you will have an open seat next to you.
Like on the final row? Absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree.
Because, you know, no one will go back there and demand you move your laptop. No one wants to sit in the back. But
right.
if you have a coveted seat,
right,
and you're a little guy, and then you got a little old lady next to you or in the other seat, that's a coveted middle spot for the large individual. So the lady next to me right then, though, while he's still seething, and way loud enough for him to hear.
She give you a little fist bump?
Well, she put her hand on my arm, like, to pat me and to say it's all okay. And she goes, oh, I guess he bought 2 seats. Like, she did it loud enough on purpose, you know, for him to hear and get more mad. And yeah, and then afterwards, after the flight was over and we all had departed and everything, and I was waiting for our next flight, we had to change planes in Phoenix, me and Mary and Norm. The flight attendant came up to me and just patted me on the, and I was like, whoa. And she goes, hey, I was about to step in there, but it kind of I was going to step in on your behalf. That guy was a, and then she called him a Rick with a P. And I said, well, thanks.
The stewardess did? Oh, how nice.
Yeah. Oh, and in fact, the little old lady who was so nice next to me after the flight, now everybody was, the dude had departed because he's, of course, he's also stand up the second the flight ends guy.
Sure.
You know, even though
sure.
he,
if you can,
even though you're not getting off for 10 minutes.
If you can start boxing out the second the plane stops rolling, then you're going to beat at least one other person off the plane.
He's also take 100 carry-ons
right.
guy.
Right.
You know, he's, in fact, I do have a photo of him.
Probably talk on his phone during taxiing because he's pretty important on that airplane.
What does she say? Okay, so she's this nice old lady. Like I said, older, 60s, I'd say. And
would you?
Yes. Yes. She's really good looking for, you know, she's a the best looking 60-year-old you're going to see this week. So.
Careful.
So she's, I'm trying to be nice because she's a sweet old lady, you know, who's patting my arm and telling me it's okay and everything. And then she said, you know, I travel a lot. I travel almost every week. And I have never seen anything like that. I can't believe what I saw. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I was like, you know, and then I thought about saying it's ballsy what he did. But I thought, like, that would be profanity kind of for this nice old lady. So I said, you know, he's yeah, that pulling that move, it's gutsy, you know, just to even try it. And she goes, I'd call it being, and then she said the real word. She goes, I'd call it being an a-hole. And I was like, whoa, here's a lady dropping an a-hole on.
High five, Grandma.
Want me to send the picture out? I do have a photo of the dude.
Okay.
And he looks like what you would probably think. Just like a little guy, you know, little man
sure.
syndrome type thing. But
okay.
So in retrospect, obviously this could have been avoided.
Are you kind of like an air marshal now?
Had I not gone back up. But I just didn't feel that was fair. He shouldn't be able to try that move, and not in row 4.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Nah, dude. There's...
And he's yelling at me. He's in my face telling me, "What do you? You have a seat. You didn't have to come take this seat."
I'm going
to like,
say.
Like, as if I've broken the rules somehow.
I think you're flawless on this one. I will sell you out when you step over the line. Like that poor waitress the other night at Guy's Night Out. You probably could have backed off just a little bit. But on this one, give yourself a win. Give yourself a big win. You even beat the spread. You covered.
Number one.
That's well done.
What would you have done? You would not have gone back up, right?
I don't think I would have gone back up just because, like I said, I don't want to be wrestling for the armrest with ticked off alpha male for a long flight like that. I just, in the end, a little less comfortable but with peacemakers on either side of me would be something I would vow for. I don't know about Captain T back there at the control room.
I love conflict and I love this style of conflict, but I also, and I'm not trying to sound like, I just don't care about where I sit on a plane at all. I don't care if it's the window, the middle, the aisle, the back, the front. I just don't even think about it. Like, we're on the plane now, we're on the plane. I've just never thought about, like, I think I'd like to upgrade this because it'll make my time more enjoyable.
I just had that feeling, too, like...
Oh, wow, you got New Englander, huh? Did you see it on Twitter? I saw your tweet.
I just put the picture out.
He's going with the double Red Sox-Patriots combo.
Oh, by the way,
are those beats?
This work he had to do, he opened his laptop for maybe 15 minutes of the 2-hour and 15-minute flight.
He had to watch Ride Along.
And he was playing Solitaire on his phone the rest of the time. By the way, he's got big iPhone, you know, big.
Oh, like the iPad?
No.
The
like
6S or whatever that
plus.
Yeah, like,
plus
like
it,
your
bro?
Wife has.
Toach.
Were those beats?
Was like your grandma has.
Was
but
he
rocking
played, the beats there, Dan?
He did have some kind of headphones on.
You know, even if
bobbing
they're
his
not
head
beats,
up and down.
The fact that you're wearing headphones on your neck like your Dr. Dre headed to a studio session.
Yeah, why wouldn't you leave them on the on the seat when you went to the bathroom?
You're not going to miss anything.
He looks like LeBron.
Yeah, you're LeBron walking into the arena. You're fine here, man.
Yeah, no, I. Even though I wouldn't have done it, you're clear here.
But I had that feeling.
It just shows Dan has more in reserve for righting wrongs. Like, I just don't have the energy to fight that battle. You do.
I had that feeling that I have when you see a really healthy young gymnast type park in the handicap spot, and then they run into the store skipping along. And
yeah, well.
You get a feeling like, that's wrong, and I don't like it, and I want to do something about it. But then you're like, I'm not going to do anything about that. I felt like this I could do something about, and doing something about it, I would not only take away his scam that he was trying to pull, but I would benefit from it by having a better seat. And the old lady next to me lifted the thing so we could have more room together. So it was great. Me and her are going to hook up.
So your hips could touch?
Hey,
yeah.
Now.
Nice. So,
I think
well,
what
there
we're learning
it
is the problem with the world is there just aren't enough Dans.
Yeah. He may not be the hero you want, but he's the hero you need.
All right, well, there we go.
Did your hair play a role in this at all? Do you have strength like Samson?
I don't know what that means.
That's okay, buddy.
He's really strong?
Some people do.
I thought he was patient.
Just don't cut your hair.
Is that Job?
That's Job.